the show. This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the Live Sunday Edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 as we kick off the second hour of tonight's program. And I also want to remind you that if you'd like to watch us do the show, if you want to turn it into a TV show, not just a radio show, you can visit cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam, like a studio camera, .freetalklive.com. And you'll find our webcam and also chat. You can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. All right, Mark.
You'll find out there that Stephanie is as lovely as her voice.
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. Mark is lovely, too, except in a much, much more manly way.
Yeah. Weird, the old guy way.
Let's go to the phones and talk with Lauren in New York. Lauren?
Hello. Nemi and Manwich, how you guys doing?
Oh, I'm not Nemi. I'm Stephanie, but thank you. We're doing well.
Manwich is
Mark
old,
used to be called
yes,
Manwich.
Manwich is my old on-air name.
I see you've been listening to some old episodes of Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
What can we do for you, Lauren?
Yeah, I just wanted to call you guys in and just tell you guys that Obama's doing a terrible job, you know?
That's
I don't really expect much from a socialist, communist, you know, Marxist. I personally believe that this whole storm thing, it's getting played out. I mean, it's the doing of the people of New York City. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard the stories about the looting and stuff has taken place, you know?
I've heard some of those.
Themselves. What were you saying?
Yeah, there's certainly some looting going on. Yep.
If people had guns to defend themselves, you know, that stuff wouldn't be happening.
It's difficult to say, right? Like, so I think that probably has a factor.
Some people had guns in Louisiana right after Hurricane Katrina. That's a little more gun friendly, but there was still looting going on there, right?
Well, the whole Hurricane Katrina thing was botched, you know, because the military, they didn't really do a great job over there.
You know, no, they certainly didn't. I just don't know if everybody had a gun, would it be a better situation? Like,
well, I don't know that there'd be less looting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you certainly can.
There might be some dead looters, right?
You can certainly. I would, if I was in that situation, I'd want to have a gun, but it isn't to prevent looting. It's to prevent what, you know, might happen to me and my family bodily. And that would be my biggest concern. If something, you know, if there's some people out in my shed or something like that, I probably am not going to leave the safety of my house just in the concern that it might be some kind of ambush situation. But I get where you're coming from. I always wonder about the assertion that where there are more guns, there is less crime. I heard this assertion.
Mark, you and I have actually looked at maps where people try to actually put numbers on it, like what's the amount of gun restriction and what's the amount of violent crime. And actually, there's not much of a correlation if you put them together.
I mean, some places you can definitely say that there are more guns here and there's definitely less crime. But what there seems to be
more guns, more crime.
What there seems to be is urban centers seem to be where crime is focused for whatever reason. I can't explain that to you. Maybe it's disaffectation of certain minority groups. I don't know.
Or people just put together.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, like animals.
Like dogs put together. I don't know.
If you put a lot of animals in a small cage, they fight with each other more. If you give them space, they're much happier. And I think humans are animals in that respect, you know. They just get stressed.
Need a little space.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. In Chicago, the crime rate is skyrocketing. And that's because of the gun restrictions. And, you know, the CIA was in, certain communities. Selling crack and whatnot during the 80s, which has been well documented.
I wasn't aware of this, but okay.
Well, one thing we know for certain is that U.S. soldiers are guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan right now.
That's another thing, too. You know, and you guys should give Dark Alliance a read by Gary Webb, you know, and look up Mike Rupert. You know, he was a LAPD detective, and he came out during the, I think, the 90s, and he said that the CIA was selling drugs, and he wrote a book about it as well.
Yeah. All right, Lauren, thanks for the call. Stay safe there in New York City. You know, I don't doubt that the CIA might be involved with these things. I mean,
I've heard the claims over and over again that the CIA is bringing drugs into the country, and I'm sure that there's been some instances.
It's certainly true that there are people, you know, the government benefits from having a war on drugs. Right? Like,
yeah.
They make a lot of money.
I don't think they need to bother, though. I think somebody will try to get those drugs across that border, and then they can just try to build the apparatus to stop it. And that's what they make all the money off of. And really,
they don't want drug decriminalization in other parts of the world.
No, the government makes tens of billions of dollars a year annually from taxpayers who are forced to pay for this war on drugs.
Right.
If people knew...
And it hasn't stopped drugs, by the way. The war on drugs has been going on. Every time there's a war on something in this country, it's going to guarantee that that thing will be perpetuated. Because government programs, whether it's war on drugs or whatever, that never go away.
If Americans had one tax form to pay for all their taxes, and they could itemize the things they wanted to pay for, you can believe the war on drugs, which is largely the war on marijuana, wouldn't exist. Because it's extraordinarily expensive, and people really don't want to pay for it.
Right.
Look, do you want armed agents arresting your family members for possession of a dried plant?
No.
Is that what you want?
In case you're listening and you don't know what Mark is talking about, there are not only a lot of drug raids over just simple possession with small amounts of things like marijuana, but there are also a lot of raids where they get the wrong address, and they'll bust into somebody's house who wasn't even on the, you know, correctly on the warrant, right?
Yeah.
And maybe they'll find something illegal because, you know, as we often point out, there are just so many laws. You know, you're kind of bound. If you have old, expired prescriptions, that's a felony. You know, they can find something illegal if they go into your house. So the best thing is you don't want cops in your house if you could possibly help it. But if they're coming in because they have the wrong address on a warrant, and they may shoot your dog, they may terrorize your family, put them on handcuffs. I mean, who knows what they could do? And largely, this is a consequence of the war on drugs.
Right. And I can't tell you the percentages of drug arrests that are marijuana, but I believe it's about 50% of drug arrests are marijuana, and that about 80% of the marijuana arrests are possession. And what they do with possession, not only do they get funding to do the arrest, but they also get funding to, you know, from the individual. So they'll fine them for the possession of the marijuana, or they'll make them pay the probationary staff $30, $40, $50 a month to be on probation. Mm-hmm. So they get it coming and going. And this is a plant that, I mean, you can say what you want about marijuana, but it's indefensible that this drug is somehow more harmful than alcohol.
Oh, yeah. If you actually look at the facts and you look at the effects on people's bodies, there's no argument there.
The effects on society.
It's just tradition. I mean, it's just a social taboo.
And I don't think you're going to find too many more people smoking marijuana decriminalize it. I just don't think you will. And
yeah, it doesn't stop a lot of... Having it criminalized right now, I got news for you. It doesn't stop a lot of people.
No,
aren't there 30% of adults in the U.S. have smoked marijuana or something like that? Or maybe it's even higher, like 80% or something.
I'd have to go and check the numbers.
It's a good amount.
I can tell you when they've decriminalized drugs in places like Portugal and Amsterdam, drug usage went down.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. When they decriminalized drug usage went down. And that's because the stigma's not there. I'm guessing that the stigma's not there, and it's you know, there's no forbidden fruit any longer.
Yeah, well, actually, but if you have trouble believing that, you just look at other places in the world where the drinking age is lower, like 16, and people learn how to drink, you know, have a glass of wine with their family dinner or whatever.
Right. Right.
They're not doing the pre-gaming, you know.
Here in America, they'll arrest you for letting your kid drink wine with a meal. Now, I mean, you know, that one change in the law would go a long way for parents being able to teach their kids to drink responsibly. Most Americans drink, have drank, so don't you want to teach your kid how to do that instead of leaving it to a pimply-faced 15-year-old like my parents did with me?
And having your kids not being able to talk with you honestly about it because it's outlawed. You know, it's against the law, so it becomes a taboo.
Right.
And they can't even ask questions about it or anything like that, and so then they go and get really, really drunk, and it's a total mess.
88.5 marijuana users are arrested every hour in America.
Wow, that's a shocking statistic. All right, 855-450-FREE is our number. You can tell us your first time drinking horror stories if you want, but we're going to still talk about this Homeland Security perv here coming up in a moment on Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1708.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1750.42, 875.21 for a half ounce, or 437.61 for a quarter ounce. That's 1750.42, 875.21, and 437.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're hearing the live Sunday night edition of the show. It's Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we're with you every single night of the week. Free Talk Live is, I mean, not us in particular, but somebody is here every single night of the week on Free Talk Live, and they take your phone calls and discuss relevant, timely issues from a liberty-minded perspective. From 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can go to our website at freetalklive.com to find out more and to hear, you know, archives of our old shows. All kinds of stuff is right there for you. And if you're visiting on your cell phone, if you're on the road right now or you're out, you can get a specially designed mobile version of our website at m.freetalklive.com.
So, the Free State Project. is the project that you and I moved to New Hampshire for. The idea is to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to pick up their lives all across the United States and around the world, frankly, and move to one state in the United States in order to have the greatest effect that people who love liberty might be able to have. I guess the stated intent is to reduce the government to a maximum role of protecting life, liberty, and property.
Mm-hmm. And if you're just hearing about this for the first time and you're curious about it, you can visit freestateproject.org to find out more in detail, right?
Yeah, and the people are doing lots of different things. People are doing media. People are doing the political stuff. People are doing sort of civil disobedience and direct action and all kinds of things like that. There's one gal who's running this thing where she's giving away meals for Thanksgiving. I think she raised, what was it, $5,000?
Yeah, an impressive amount. Shire sharing.
And I think that this is her second year, so she's really getting ramped up to run quite an operation, and I think it's great. And people are doing different stuff. One thing I've been thinking about recently is that all the successes that have been had in the political arena here in New Hampshire. And New Hampshire has reduced its government spending by 12%. And I'd ask you, how much has your state reduced its government spending by? And the answer probably is going
negative
to be
zero, something, because most people have increased.
Indeed. States don't know how to reduce.
Personally, I haven't noticed a difference from this, reduction in spending that you mentioned. I mean, it's unusual to hear about that for sure, but I haven't noticed it because I guess because I try to stay outside of the political system as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not one of those people who gets arrested. Talk to Ian if you want to find out about that, though. I mean, it's really like a big tent, the Free State Project. There's a lot of different people with a lot of different ideas. The common bond, so-called, is liberty, right? But that can mean some different things and have different applications to different people.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, for me, I guess my philosophy now, or my where I'm at right now, is that I want to be in New Hampshire to live free as much as possible. And moving to New Hampshire from where I previously lived in Massachusetts was already a big improvement, even if the Free State Project never existed. But it's made even better because now there's a community of people here who share a lot of my values. So that's a huge deal in terms of the quality of my life. And there are places, there are things you can do and places you can live in New Hampshire where you can be pretty free. I mean, there are people who live off the grid. There are people who live in up in the mountains, where nobody's going to bother them. There are people who live in some of the cities in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
And they have a great community of liberty lovers. So there's really a very diverse range.
New Hampshire has been rated by the Mercatus Center as the freest state in the country two times already. The two times they put out this rating, I think it's Freedom in the 50 States or something like that. And is the name of the
rating. Really, you don't need an organization to tell you where you're most free. I mean, everybody has their own set of values and things that are important to them.
It's nice to have an outside organization quantifying and laying things down for sort of overall.
I think some people would like that. But, I mean, my point is that, some people really, really love a warm climate, right? And that's that they would feel most free in a warm climate. If you're that person, New Hampshire may not be for you, but
not all year round.
If you like not paying sales tax, if you like going to the store and buying something and it costs what it says, it doesn't cost 5% more, it doesn't cost 6% more.
Yeah, that's in the cheap state.
Psychologically, that's a pretty big deal. If you like driving down the road and not worrying about whether you're going to be pulled over and they're going to check if you're wearing your seatbelt. If you don't want to see those signs that say click it or ticket, New Hampshire is a great place to be. There are lots of other things about New Hampshire, but I don't want to interrupt you, Mark, because you had some stuff to say.
Oh, no problem. One of the things that's occurred here is that basically the Democrats and the Republicans here in New Hampshire tend to be more liberty-oriented. So the Democrats are, believe in gun ownership and things like that. Obviously, we have our far lefties and our far righties and, the moral majority and all those things that the other states have. It's just that the ideas of liberty are more inculcated in the live-free-or-die state than any other state in the union, is my claim. Not that it's perfect, just that it's better already.
The governor, hasn't every governor who's been elected for the past however many years had to basically take a pledge that says they will not institute any broad-based taxes like a sales tax or income tax in order to get elected?
That's correct.
So, you can see that the people in New Hampshire maybe are a little bit more shall we say, steadfast about those things. They're a little, they value not having those things a little more.
And the legislature is made of 400 people, which means in a state of 1.4 million, New Hampshire's a little state, and we have the third largest legislative body in the English-speaking world.
Yeah.
So the average legislator represents 3,000 people. That's a neighborhood where I come from in Sarasota, Florida.
Mm.
And that means that you have much better representation, and your representative is not motivated nearly as much by political reasons.
Some people would say that you have better representation. Other people would say that this is good because the more cooks there are, the more gridlocked it'll be, and the less they'll get done.
Indeed.
right?
So, you know, when we take that the Democrats and the Republicans are more liberty-oriented and that you're more, better represented here, I think that there's some things that we can extrapolate. And I want to tell you how I think the Free State Project has already won in the political apparatus. This is something I've come up with recently, and I want to share it with people because I think it's important.
Does this have anything to do with this report that got released recently by haters of the Free State Project, basically giving us a lot of backhanded compliments, saying that, you know, Free Staters are really responsible and smart, but they have these liberty ideas, and, oh, we can't let them take over.
No, but it was a great report, and I thought it was very fairly done.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what the name of the report is. Maybe you can find out here.
It's called, like, Save New Hampshire 2012 or something like that.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. So I was elected as a Republican delegate, state delegate in my town, and sent off to Concord in order to vote on the state platform for the Republican Party. And we had one vote that I felt was very decisive in this area, and that was a vote to take marriages between one man and one woman out of the platform. Mm-hmm. I felt that that was an important sort of acid test for whether somebody was kind of your Jerry Falwell libertarian or your Harry Brown libertarian. Or
Jerry Falwell is not a libertarian.
excuse me, I meant to say Jerry Falwell Republican.
Oh,
or your Ron
okay.
Paul Republican.
Yeah, that's more like it. Okay.
You're more libertarian Republican versus your more moral majority Republican?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for catching me on that. And
be honest.
It was the... So we failed by about 30 votes, enough votes that if 30 people had changed their opinion, we would have passed, as I recall. So that means that it's pretty closely split in this room with like 600 delegates in it. It was pretty closely split.
And these are like movers and shakers in the Republican Party.
People that were elected and therefore voting for the state platform. And so that says something about the infiltration into the Republican Party. And something very special happened in the 2010 election when the sort of Tea Party was going on around the rest of the United States. Republicans got swept in New Hampshire to a great deal, and I'm going to continue to tell you.
Yeah, we're going to hear more about this. And, Mark, there's also someone on the line who wants to ask who you're going to vote for. This should be entertaining.
Okay.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Mark, do you know that song?
I think that it sounds like 80s music.
It sounded like a theme song of some kind. Maybe I'm completely off on that. But anyway, if you want to tell me what it was, there's our normal music. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. And there is someone on the line who wants to know who you're going to vote for, Mark. Oh, I'm so excited to hear the answer on the air because... this might be very interesting, but first we had a sort of a little discussion. We're gonna finish up first.
Yeah,
right?
I wanted to real quick. We were talking about the Free State Project in the last segment here, and by the way, this segment's brought to you by SACL CAI. They bring us the phone lines here, the 855-450-3733, and you can find their banner at freetalklive.com. So. What my claim is that the Free State Project has already won, that the pieces are in place, and I'm going to back that statement up. If you listen to the last segment, I've already established that the Republican Party is largely infiltrated as far as liberty-oriented people. The Free State Project has had about 1,100 people in state, but, you know, that doesn't... I think for every one person that's moved, that they've probably activated... three or four other people that are sort of liberty-oriented because they see hope, a possibility of some change in a more liberty-oriented direction, and that has also had a large effect. So what happened in 2010 with the election, the Tea Party election, was that a bunch of Republicans got swept in, and half of those were basically Free Staters. There was 120 119.
Half of them were free staters?
Just about. It's an exaggeration, but not much of one. It was 298 Republicans in-house.
Like, literally moved to New Hampshire for freedom?
Did I say free staters? I meant to say liberty-oriented candidates.
Okay, that sounds more realistic.
14 free staters, but there were 119 people endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Okay.
So that means that, you know, you got more liberty-oriented candidates.
That's an organization. That's like a liberty-leaning organization that rates the candidates and stuff?
Correct.
Yeah.
So
I think they've watered down their ratings significantly in the past, right?
Well, they certainly grave a great
more people that they approve or whatever.
Their F's aren't 60%, if that's what you're asking,
yeah.
Because they'd have too many F's.
Yeah.
They try to give the legislators some hope to getting a liberty-oriented rating that's better than D. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you can go look at their rating at, what is it?
NHLiberty.org?
That's right, NHLiberty.org. Thanks. So in 2010... the Republicans did the redistricting, which, you know, read gerrymandering.
Yeah.
They set up the districts and there
to make them more Republican.
three Republicans in the House. The House is the organization that did it, and there were three Republicans for every one Democrat. So,
wow.
Guess who the districts are benefiting?
Yeah, oh yeah, the Democrats are going to get crushed.
So what they do
is the short end of the stick in that one.
They try to make it so that you put as many Democrats voters as possible into a district so that they minimize the damage. It's a harm reduction strategy.
Yeah.
And the New Hampshire has this organization, part of its government, that most states don't have, and it's called the Executive Council. There are, besides having a House and a Senate, we have an Executive Council and then the governor. So the Executive Council approves every financial bill that goes through.
Mm-hmm.
There are five seats in the Executive Council. Four of them are solidly Republican after this sort of redistricting. Not that I'm a fan of normal Republicans. I'm making it clear here that I think that these more liberty-oriented Republicans are having a larger and larger effect on the party as time goes by, and I think that they're going to continue doing it. There's no evidence that they're
not. What does it take to get to the Executive Council, though? Don't you have to be kind of more of a status quo person? Doesn't the governor, like, appoint them or something?
They're elected.
No? Okay.
They're elected.
But aren't they the big wigs? Like, aren't they the real entrenched, like, in the system ones? Or are you saying that they could be, like, liberty-oriented or so-called liberty-oriented?
They're elected by the same people that elect the liberty-oriented reps. So.
Well, okay. I didn't even know about that.
And, by the way, the libertarian types are entrenched now. They are the entrenched org. I mean, I looked up there and I went to this state delegate and I was seeing who put together the platform.
Yeah.
And I saw that, you know, the founder of the Republican Liberty Caucus of New Hampshire. I saw, you know, the liberty oriented reps that were sitting up there. I know who they are. And, you know, they were the ones that wrote this platform. And basically at this point for the next 10 years, I'm sorry, but the Democrats can't win. The Democrats are the ones that are fighting the free staters at this point. It's not the Republicans. They're essentially welcoming them. And the Democrats can't win for the next 10 years. Basically, the free staters are free to infiltrate and take over the Republican Party, and the Democrats can't win.
Interesting.
That's the claim.
So. I see. All right, well, tell me what
I know you love that politics stuff.
I don't, and it makes me sick, actually. I hate it. I don't want to be any part of it. And I'm hoping my 10-year plan is to, you know, enhance my own life in terms of my freedom as much as I can and to keep spreading ideas through stuff like Free Talk Live. And
I bet you liked the state spending 12% less on in its budget.
I don't think it's affected me, really. My property taxes haven't gone down.
The state doesn't get its taxes from property taxes. It gets it from sales taxes. It gets it from every
other
kind
of tax. Well, the restaurant tax hasn't gone down. I mean, that affects my life. I go out to eat sometimes.
Absolutely. It hasn't gone down.
The 12% really
on
has not affected me.
So it has
much.
Affected business taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The LLC tax didn't go through. The camping tax didn't go through. You didn't pay extra this year to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the camping tax. You do not pay more.
You're assuming I camped at Porkfest.
Okay, yeah, more fees if you paid for a hotel room at the.
Oh, it would have been
the hotel fee too.
Gotcha.
And the businesses aren't paying more in taxes. Therefore, you're not paying that in prices.
Yep.
So that's okay. That's
sure, maybe I just don't see it directly.
Yeah, you don't.
Yep.
You know, it's a lot easier to hide taxes.
You know, one thing on this free staters of one thing, I don't really like systems where it's win-lose, right?
I don't like them either.
But
that doesn't mean that they don't exist.
Sure.
And that we're not forced to deal with them.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying that there is this Gandhi scale, right? The mm-hmm. the idea of first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win, mm-hmm. right? I think there is a good argument to be made that, like, in the court of public opinion or whatever, you know, people know who the Free Staters are now.
To some extent.
They know what the Free State Project is. They know about Free Keen. They know about other organizations, even stuff like Shire Sharing that gets a lot of positive press that we were talking about with the Thanksgiving baskets before. So they're aware of us. They're not ignoring us anymore. There have been a lot of ridiculing and laughing at Free Staters, you know, for lots of different things.
I think the fighting's starting.
I do, too.
But I don't think that the fight is going to win because they already lost. The people that want to fight have already lost.
Right. So there you go. So, you know, I think in the court of public opinion, at least, you could make a solid argument that we are at least getting there, you know, that we're making inroads for sure. And you're saying that politically you think that Free Staters have already won. So let me...
Politics is an ugly game, and I'm not going to lie about
it. It is certainly ugly. Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And if you're excited by this little infomercial, I guess you could say, if you want to find out more.
It's something I'm excited about today, and I want to talk about it, you know?
Yeah, I can see why. And I'm excited to be here in New Hampshire. I really do enjoy living here. I think that even though I'm not personally very interested in the political system, and I have my reasons for that. At one time I was, but I've dropped out of it. I certainly think there are tons of advantages to living in New Hampshire, and I'm glad I do. So freestateproject.org, if that's something that interests you. And let's go to David. He's been waiting so patiently here on the lines. And he wants to know who you're going to vote for, right, Mark? David, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hi.
I was going to start off by saying that song that was con, As Usual Coming In, that's a really good song. I believe that was The Cure, and it's something Friday, and I'm in love or something like
that. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, thanks
Friday
for the heads up.
That's why I recognized it.
Yeah. Cool.
But, okay, I was just looking at the ballot, and I have Ward 1 ballot in Keene, and I see two people on there that are regular people on.
Well, David, we can't talk about specific. Are they people that are Ward 1 is what? I'm sorry.
There are two people who are on Free Talk Live on the ballot in Keene.
Oh, I
see. So, David, just to let our listeners know, this is, you know, nationally syndicated radio. David's calling from Keene, New Hampshire, which also happens to be the town that we are broadcasting the show from.
And this show isn't just people who do the radio. We're also activists, too.
Right. So we're going to find out a little bit more about this. I know David's got something interesting to say, so if you wouldn't mind holding on the line, David, we'll come back to you here right in a moment. And I thank you for being so patient. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I still want to know who Mark's going to vote for. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days, like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, the Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, if you want an easy way to remember the number. We've got some letters as well as numbers that you can call. Right.
Free, if you can spell it on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Some people think we're saying 855-453, but it's free, like F-R-E-E.
Yeah,
word.
That's one of the reasons I say a 3733.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Strategic Survival, it's strategicsurvival.com. This is a book that will give you scenario-based survival solutions. And I can tell you there's a lot of preppers in New Jersey and New York right now who aren't feeling so bad. They've got food, they've got water, they've got the things they need, maybe an alternative power source. They've got the things they need. And if you want to have, basically, you could spend all your time researching all the things you need to know about being prepared for you and your family, or you can buy Strategic Survival at strategicsurvival.com. You can get they've got it available in all the forms, the Kindles and the PDFs and all that stuff. And it's available for you right at strategicsurvival.com, and it'll give you all the information, exhaustive information, specific information, down to product names.
Hmm.
You know, the author over there, David Jones, has gone and he's made it. He's actually bought different products and researched them and all these kind of things, so you don't have to.
He's really into this. I actually have a personal testimonial from somebody that I know who bought this book and was interested in reading it.
Tell me about it.
He said it was excellent.
Yeah, everybody, I've read it and it's been, you know, part
very
of it.
Very specific, tailored information. You know, the guy, I guess, is religiously motivated, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's in his religion to be prepared. So he takes it very seriously, and he's got the information all there for you. And he said it's not kooky at all. It's just practical information.
It's a great book.
And it's well written.
StrategicSurvival.com.
All right, Mark. Now, we were talking with David. I think he dropped off the line here, but he wanted to know who you are voting for. And he was talking about a ballot in Keene, New Hampshire. You know, this is a
I'm not voting in Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay. Yeah, you don't live in Keene. Right. You live in the suburb of the great city of Keene, right?
That's right.
apparently, so Ian, the host of the show on the other six nights of the week when I'm not here, is is running for office, right? What is he running for? State?
He's running for a state house.
State rep?
Yeah, he's there's three people running for two slots, and he's running against two Democrats in a largely Democrat town.
Mm-hmm.
The chances are he's not going to win, but one of the Democrats is not particularly well-liked. So he actually has to mount a campaign. He is mounting a campaign to run against Ian because he's afraid he's going to lose. Likely Ian will get all the Republican voters because there are
then
no
Republicans. Then they fight you, right?
Right?
He's on the Gandhi scale. Right?
So it's possible Ian could win, but he's running as a Libertarian. Generally, they don't win.
Right. So, okay, that's interesting. And then Daryl, who has also been on Free Talk Live before, he was on one night this week. I remember him being on recently, but he's also running for some position, right?
Register of Deeds.
Register of Deeds. Okay, well, that's interesting because that, I guess, would be important if somebody doesn't pay their property taxes or something, right? And then maybe he won't register the deed to the city or something.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I've never heard him talk about it on the air before, but I'm interested in the
possibility. I know he couldn't run for state house because you have to be living here a certain amount of years to do that.
I see. That's interesting. So, yeah, I mean, there are some people who are associated with this show who are trying to get into the political system. And you, of course,
and
you are a Republican.
You aren't going to vote, right, in the
national
election?
No, I will not be voting.
Not for anybody for any level, right?
Nothing.
Okay.
I'm not even going to waste the time to go out.
Gotcha. Well, at my house, we have already voted. I intend to be absent from my town on the day of the election, so we got our absentee ballots, and I think it's been a few weeks at this point since we voted. It might have been a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things... I can't say I'm proud of this, but I'm going to tell you how things go at my house.
I am waiting to hear this with bated breath.
So how things go at my house is that I trade all the, basically everything from the statewide elections up for everything that's less than a statewide election on down. So I get to pick who's on the executive council, who's the, you know,
so you and your wife
senator.
Are a voting block of two.
That's correct.
Okay.
And so we kind
just
of
clearing that up.
Trade and decide who's going to make the decisions on either side.
So you're going to vote together, but one of you gets to decide the lower offices, another one gets to decide from a certain point on up.
The higher offices. Now, I pick the lower offices because I understand, you know, the math of the situation, and I don't care about national elections. As far as I'm concerned, Washington, D.C. could get wiped out by fire. I hope everybody lives, but, I'm not wishing ill on those individuals, but I think that the federal government, you know, I could care less what they're doing there.
Yep.
And so, I mean, you know, I don't care about any of those national elections. I'm going to let her pick them. And she's, you know, she stays in tune. She's from a Democrat household and all that stuff. And
I think you could make a great argument that it doesn't matter who wins for the presidential election, for any of the national elections, because they're pretty much the same thing. They all want to control you, you know. And two votes are certainly not going to determine the winner
probably
of the election. Yeah.
Whereas
there's no way.
There are lots of elections in New Hampshire that are decided by one vote, and they don't have an instant run. They don't have a runoff situation in New Hampshire.
I wouldn't say there are lots of elections in New Hampshire that are decided by one vote. I've heard of it happening before. I'm not going to claim that I haven't, but it's not a common occurrence.
Well, there are 400 House seats, and then each one of those towns votes for things like selectmen and all kinds of stuff. I mean, there are a lot of elections that are decided by a coin flip because they were tied in New Hampshire. I'm going to say a lot because there's a lot. I mean, it's not,
I'll take your word
it's not
for
tons
it.
Or anything like that. You're not plugged in, but, I mean, I've seen,
no,
seen
I'm
these
unplugged.
Outcomes.
I like to be unplugged.
Anyway, what people care about is the presidential election. I just want to make it clear. Basically, my concern is the lower elections, and I leave those concerns to my wife. We make decisions back and forth, but, you know, it's important to her to be able to make those decisions on those top candidates. And so as we went on, we voted from, you know, the bottom on down, and I said, I want to vote for this candidate, this candidate, this candidate. I let her make a decision on, you know, one in the lower echelon.
Mm-hmm.
She let me decide on governor, and so I chose that candidate. I voted for the Republican for governor.
Okay.
And
the one who wants to ban abortions and stuff?
But this is the weakest governor in the nation, in the entire nation.
Mm-hmm.
He will not get to, he doesn't have a bully pulpit, and he'll only get to sign the bills that come to him. And the fact is, there's a Libertarian veto, and that bill will never come to him.
Okay.
So I'm
just curious. Yeah. I don't think any of them. Yeah, I don't think either, any of them are good.
The lady he's running against was presided over the Senate during the largest tax increase in New Hampshire's history.
Yikes!
Big concern for me.
Okay.
And
I can see why that's a concern.
So I told her, pick who do you want to vote for president? We hadn't discussed who we were going to. She knew who I wanted to vote for, which was Gary Johnson, the Libertarian. And she said, Barack Obama.
So you voted for Obama.
I said, okay. And I checked the mark. I folded my paper and I put it in the envelope and I licked it and sealed it.
Did you take a shower after that?
I don't care. I don't think. Here, I'll tell you what.
Uh-huh.
If Barack Obama wins by one vote or two votes in New Hampshire, I'll buy you a beer.
I don't drink beer.
There you go. I'll give you $100.
Okay.
Because I don't believe it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't believe it'll happen.
And by the way,
either.
If you're just saved from it, and Gary Johnson has to come in second.
Okay. You know, Mark, okay, I'm going to reserve judgment on you. I don't want to. Far be it from me to tell you what to do or judge you in any way. I agree with you that it does not make a difference who you vote for president. It's not going to affect the election one way or another. It might have an effect on your relationship with your wife. You know, you might.
Well, this is an integrity issue.
Yep.
What my concern was is if I acted all sketchy when she said that she wanted to, because we have voted in the booths too. So we make these decisions ahead of time and we go in with a sample ballot into the booths and, you know, I fill out exactly what that ballot says because that's the agreement that I made with my wife. What I don't want is to have a trust issue with my wife where she's like, I don't know if he's doing what he said he was going to do. And I don't need that.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. After that envelope was sealed, I started to talk to her, you know, about, you know, actually it was a couple of hours. I talked to her about what I wanted and how that, how that worked and all that stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, and she knew.
Yeah.
And that's what she wanted, and we made a trade, and we made a deal, and that was the deal. And mm-hmm. It's fine by me.
And, I mean, what about, like, the issue that comes to my mind is that, so you're married to your wife, right, and obviously you have a lot of things in common, and you're close in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. but this is a vast difference in your political beliefs, right?
Like I don't think so.
She wants to vote for Obama, and you...
I don't think she endorses Obama's... see, this is the thing. It's just voting for somebody doesn't mean you endorse their policies. Voting for somebody means you're scared of the other person is usually what it's about when it comes to presidential elections. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, okay, maybe that's true.
You know, she liked Gary Johnson's stuff, too. But,
she's scared of Romney. She hates Romney, and she wants him not to win. Yep. So anybody but Romney.
Yep. She stated her main concern had to do with Planned Parenthood, which is an organization I am not fond of.
I see. Okay. Well, I mean, do you feel a disconnect about that?
Nope.
Okay.
I love my wife. She takes great care of me.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is coming up here on the way. We're still going to talk about that perv in the Homeland Security midst. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while
removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.